You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, you may be aware that under Albert Park are a series of old tunnels. Tunnels that were constructed as air raid shelters in World War II. Well, one man is on a mission to reopen the main tunnel that goes down from the bottom of Victoria Street to Parnell as a walking and cycling track. Bill Reid has private backing for the project and aims to have the project complete before the end of the year. Well, what are his chances? Well, I spoke to him about the project to find out. What is the latest plan you've put on the table to the council about opening these tunnels?
The latest meeting with the Waitemata local board who govern the tunnels was on the 7th of February last week, and we presented a feasibility analysis and a PowerPoint presentation to that board. They gave us the unofficial green light to proceed, and the next step was Ateed, who attended the meeting also, for Ateed to fly the flag and get this project moving and forward it to the next Auckland Council meeting, either the end of February or March this year.
So what exactly will the plan look like? Is it just the main tunnel that we're focusing on here?
It's the main tunnel we're focusing on. On the 8th of August 2017, I met with Professor Stuart McCutcheon from the Auckland University. That is my partner, Nicholas Reid, and I did. And we presented exactly the same thing, the feasibility analysis and PowerPoint presentation to Professor McCutcheon, because the concern of the university was the historic clock tower.
Mm-hmm.
We assured him that the tunnel, the main tunnel that is directly underneath the university, we would be reinforce mesh the ceiling and shotcreting, reinforce shotcreting the whole of the tunnel system that we use, and that secures the stability of the surface of Albert Park from any further slumping that has occurred in the past.
So this is going to be a walking and cycling tunnel, is that correct?
Yes, it is, and it's also got two double lifts. We have a proposal for a double lift opposite the main entry into the university in Princess Street. That caters for people entering Parnell End or the Auckland City End. To climb Albert Park from Victoria Street is a five-storey climb. To climb from Constitution Hill End at Parnell is a 10-storey climb. Everybody that does that to get to the university, students, teachers, and also Auckland AUT, anybody who climbs that in the winter are 97% exposed to the elements of our winter. With the tunnels opened up and the lifts operating, they are covered 97% of the time to get to the university, whether it's students, teachers, visitors, tourists. Not only that, with having the lifts operating, caters for the elderly and for wheelchair personnel.
Do we know how structurally safe these tunnels are?
These tunnels are not structurally safe. September, October last year, two gentlemen who I do not know, they entered a slump at the Constitution Hill end of the main tunnel. And they took videos, and it shows the deteriorated condition of the ceilings, but also you could hardly see any blocks because the ceilings had collapsed down on the blocks. So now the blocks that were supposed to support the ceiling from any collapse are now non-existent, and there's metre and a half, 2 metre voids between the blocks and the top of the ceiling of the tunnels.
If you do get the go-ahead to put this together, you'll be able to fix all that, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
It's a national, international tunnelling system of building tunnels.
Right. How much do you think it's going to cost to open these tunnels?
The main tunnel with the lift, which is our priority at the present moment, for Auckland University and for Albert Park and for cyclists the main tunnel opened up joins the links from the North Shore and from the East in their walkways and cycle paths. We'd be in the vicinity of $27 million, all private funded.
All right, so it is true that you've got the private backing.
Yes, I have had two meetings with international commercial banks to date.
Are you confident that the council and the university are going to come on board in this effort to open these tunnels?
Well, on the 21st of December, I was called, myself, Nicholas Reed and Mick Andreef, my southern partner, we were called to a meeting with Mayor Gough. Mayor Gough said he wants these tunnels opened and he doesn't want too many things to stand in our way of getting these tunnels open. He is very supportive.
When do you think a decision will be made?
Very shortly, I would hope, Sandra. The sooner we get into this, the better for Auckland City. Tourism is going to exceed $42 billion this year. We want to be part of the tourists. When the tourist ships and international travellers enter into our airport overnight, they've got nowhere to go. We would have, once these tunnels are opened, under one roof, the biggest tourist attraction in Auckland and New Zealand.
So what time frame are we looking at then, from the decision being made till the opening?
If there was a decision in February, of course there's resource consents to go through. We've done the majority of the paperwork now. We have a totally experienced tunnelling contractor waiting to start. Once the tunnelling contractor, whoever that may be, gets their construction site set up at the bottom of Constitution Hill, which would take between 2 and 3 months, 6 months they could have the tunnels excavated, all the stuff inside the tunnels removed, tar sealed, lighting and air vented. Because the tunnels are already formed, they only have to be the interior removed and meshed and shotcrete lined.
So it's looking like perhaps end of the year?
I have to have a direction. I have said to Auckland citizens, I would like to see these tunnels, the main tunnel, open for Christmas this coming year.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.